Cei bună pe-i s-amig doși, mei dovei o mei nu, se-n hălăchei nu de soi rosă co. Cei bună pe-i s-amig doși, mei dovei o mei nu, i-o tu-n miră bună porțoi.
Shalom, welcome back to the second hour of the 2 or 3 hours of Jewish Soul for this show of March 13th, show number 384. Of course, in the background, we hear the outstanding Moshe Koussevitzky with Shei Bona Beis HaMikdash. That's been my theme song off and on for the Chazonist part of the program. Well, how have you been? The snow getting to you? You thought it was all over, right? Spring had sprung. Not exactly. Not exactly. In any event, just a request. I don't make too many requests, do I? Yeah, this is my 40th year of doing these shows, these weekly shows, and the radio for so many years, and now the internet for the last 7 or 8 years or so. And it's a labor of love for me. I do this, of course, as my hobby, my labor of love. And some people have asked, what would I want to do for the 40th? I don't want to do anything. I want you to do something. I want you to let others know about Chazonus. It's an education process, you know that. And so many people haven't heard this wonderful, wonderful music. And you may have friends who also are somewhat fans of Chazonus, but they don't know about this program. So, here's the request. You're at a computer. I don't know if you can do this while you're listening or you can do it after you listen. Just email some of your friends, some of your associates, some people you know, who love Chazonus or might love Chazonus or should love Chazonus, and tell them about the program. And you never know who you're going to strike it with. And that's my request. So, yeah. We got to get this out there. And it is a learning process. You've heard me say this so many times. I discovered Chazonus at the age of 41. Prior to that, I had virtually zero knowledge, awareness, whatever. And I caught the bug, like many of you. And that was, when was that, 1977? Yeah, 40 years ago. Okay, so let's get right to the Chazonus. We're going to begin with Yossi Malavani. Certainly, we haven't played too many Shehechionus, and it's certainly appropriate for this past Purim. Yossi Malavani.
Okay. vecchie mano, vecchio anno la semana se. Cecheiano, vecchie mano, vecchio anno la semana se.
Yossi Malavani and the wonderful Shehechiano. Well, we haven't heard from David Kusevitsky for a while. I haven't played many of the Kusevitskys, but yes, it's time to play David and Moshe and Yaakov and Simcha. Yeah, we've got to get to that. But let's hear David with V'chol HaChaim. Vechol Kusovitsky. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, by now you've heard of the new cantor at the Great Synagogue in Yerushalayim, and it's a young fellow, well, in his 30s, outstanding chazan, young chazan, Tzvi Weiss. And let's hear Tzvi with Kehilot HaChodesh.
Avrachamim shoychen meroymim berachamov atzumim uivkoyit berachamim machasidim vayeshorim yahatemimim kehilu isakoyde Shemosru nafshom Kehilo isa koidesh Shemosru nafshom Shemosru nafshom Al kedushas Bechayeyem uvemoy someloh niferodu Bechayeyem uvemoy someloh niferodu Oh, bechayeyem uvemoy someloy Loy, loy, Shorim ekalu miaru yoz goveru Lasu yisretzoin koinom vechifetz tzuru Mine shorim ekalu miaru yoz goveru Lasu yisretzoin koinom Lasu yisretzoin koinom Vechifetz חייפץ וחייפץ צורו. יזכרי מלויקנו לטויבו, לטויבו יזכרי, אם שיון, אם שיון, אם שיון צדיק יוילום, אם שיון צדיק יוילום, יזכרי לטויבו, אם שיון צדיק
Well, I have to tell you my frustration. Oh, what can I tell you? This is very, very frustrating because I keep coming across rabbis who say they dislike Chazanis, or other people who say, I can't stand Chazanis. And my answer to them is you've never really heard Chazanis, because if you've heard it, you have to be swept up by it. I mean, this is our music. This is so unique to the Jewish people, and they only want to bring a Chazan in once a year, twice a year. Now, there is a dilemma. I admit there is a dilemma. You know, it's like any bell-shaped curve. You have some who are outstanding, and then you have some who are okay, and then you have some that are not so okay. And if all of your knowledge of Chazanis is by the lower end of the curve, I can understand it. But that shouldn't prevent you from learning about what's out there and learning to love this. Again, I'm repeating myself. I learned. I was exposed to it. Never was raised with it. And so I know that it can happen. And my frustration is when I hear my rabbi, a certain rabbi in New Jersey, hates Chazanis. And then I think of Teaneck, a town with a dozen or so Orthodox shuls, not one regular Chazan. Okay, they bring in Mutzen sometimes, and Netanel davens sometimes. But wouldn't you think that a city with such a wonderful Jewish population, there should be somehow or other, the community should have a chazan. But okay, look, it's not going to happen right away. And I'm not giving up on this battle, by the way. I do think it is a battle. I think that it's a shanda. This is such an important part of our religion, chazanis. I'm preparing a talk on the history of chazanis. And one of the overall themes has to do with the fact that the prayer is what has kept us together through all our expulsions and pogroms. And I have a map that I prepared from the year 70, from the Second Temple's destruction, or even before that, which pinpointed on the map of Europe and North Africa and the Middle East, each one of the major purges, pogroms, and so forth. And we've been kicked out of every country. Now, but how did we stay? How did we stay as a people? Well, it was through the Torah, which was the same in any shul that you went to in the world, and the prayers. And who kept the prayers going after the destruction, after the choirs and all that, the Levites disappeared? It was the Chazan. All those centuries, it was the Chazan who knew how to read, was one of the few who knew how to read Hebrew and could sing. And, okay, it was an oral tradition, and it kept the people together no matter where they were scattered to. It was always the Chazan there. And here we are at this stage in our history where it should be so appreciated. And what do we have? My rabbi hates Chazanis. Oh, well. To be continued, I just want to vent a little bit. it'll give you a little inkling of what my next presentation is going to be about. Of course, I have the comedy. I have Yossel Rosenblatt. And what I've just been discussing is a little bit of a history of Chazanis. And I'm working on another one, which is the Golden Age of American Jewish Popular Music, 1955 to 1990. I'll tell you more about that as it's developed. In any event, let's get to Yosef Schlisky. Now, Schlisky had a very interesting life. He was born in 1894. He died in 1955. He was born in Poland, and he was essentially kidnapped to go to Toronto with a choir, and he stayed. And legend has it that he was working in a factory owned by Eaton, and Lady Eaton was on a tour, and she heard someone singing, and it was Joseph Schlisky, and she enrolled him into the Royal Conservatory in Toronto, and she sponsored his training. It was isn't it amazing how these things happen? And unfortunately, in 1934, at the age of 40, he suffered a paralytic stroke and would never sing again. He lived another 21 years till 1955. And what's interesting is after I play Schlisky, I'm going to be playing Akiva Lefkowitz, who just passed away a couple of months ago. And he had the same tragedy. it's lost his voice, paralytic stroke at a rather young age. Let's get to Schlisky. We'll begin with Ritze. Joseph Schlisky, next, Anna Bekoach.
Oh,
Joseph Sliski. By the way, those of you who have seen my Yustle's presentation, you know that the first part of it, I discuss the invention of sound and my first hobby over 50 years now is I've been collecting old Victrolas, phonographs and so forth, the old cylinder and the old 78s. And in my discussion of sound and how it related to Yossel Rosenblatt's life. Of course, Yossel was 18 in 1900 when recorded sound was invented and played a great role in his life. But the thing that I've always found so fascinating is that it wasn't until 1925 that the recordings were made electronically with a speaker and a microphone and an amplifier. Prior to 1925, the singer stood in front of a huge horn and sang towards the opening of the horn, and the vibrations went down to a stylus, which then went on to make the mold. So you don't really have large orchestras prior to 1925, and it was rather primitive. It was called an acoustical recording rather than electronic. And this Anna Bekoach was recorded in 1924 when they were still doing acoustical recordings. And many of Sliski's recordings were done acoustically. A few of them were done electronically. Let's hear one more of Sliski. This is Mizmor LeDavid.
Yeah.
Joseph Schlisky. Okay, I want to thank my friend Elliot Schoenfeld for informing me and giving me this information about Akiva Lefkowitz. Akiva was born in 1926 in Czechoslovakia. He died February of this year in 2017 in Riverdale, New York. He was a boy alto in the shul choir, and his father was the Rav of Komamo. He survived the concentration camps and arrived in New York somewhere around 1945-46, right after the war. He served as a chazan in Schenectady, in Baltimore, Springfield, Mass., in Valley Stream, New York. And for 30 years, he was the chazan at the Jewish Center of Kew Gardens Hills, where he was preceded by Yaakov Kusevitsky, Charlie Bloch, and Leibel Schwartz. He was the first cousin of Chazan Jacob Lefkowitz, who was the father of Chazan David Lefkowitz at the Park Avenue Synagogue. He was a close friend of Moshe Stern. Similar to Schlisky, although at a much later age, Schlisky had his paralytic stroke at the age of 40. Akiva suffered a stroke in 2001 at the age of 75, and he survived another 16 years, but was never able to sing again. I was fortunate to be able to find the recording in my storage unit. It was from a Hasidic song festival somewhere around 1974. So let's hear this recording of Akiva Lefkowitz, and this will be Ani Ma'amin.
Ani Ani Ma'amin Be'emuno Shelema Mamine, mamine, maminani. Mamine,
ogni anima mi. Biemulo scellei mo, biemulo scellei mo. Bevia samoscia, bevia samoscia. Mamina ni ani Rio fore pi Sheis mame Via falpi sheis mamea mamine maminani via falpi Fulpi sheis mamea ime kulisea chakelai bechuli bechuli yelvui ime kulisea nia chakelui בכל יום שיבוא, בכל יום שיבוא. אם כל זה יחכה לו, אם כל זה יחכה לו, בכל יום שיובו, בכל יום שיובו, בכל יום, בכל יום, בכל בכל יום שיובא.
Well, unfortunately, that's the only recording that we have of Akiva Lefkowitz. And you can tell he certainly sings with heart. Soul music, yes, yes. Well, this past Shabbos, my friend Stuart Kahn and I had the pleasure of davening at Young Israel Bethel in Borough Park and hearing the outstanding chazan, underrated, unfortunately, still great, I would say, still excellent, Yaakov Rosenfeld. And he was accompanied by the Yitzchak Hamoff and his choir. And together, it was just a beautiful, beautiful soul music. And those of you who were there know what I'm talking about. That's the way it's supposed to be. Let's hear Yaakov Rosenfeld with the Vider Mim Komcha.
Thank you. figlia. Me simlaet aleino, me simlaet aleino.
Yaakov Rosenfeld, let's hear another. This is Akavya. This is Israel Alter composition. And Yaakov Rosenfeld with Akavya.
Akavio ben malal eloimer Akavio ben malal Kayle bi shloi shol devori Veyne veyna tovo Veyne veyna tovo Lidei devorim vinato vol di dei averlo da mi aine bosso Ole Yehovah Nato Ole
Yaakov Rosenfeld, and this is Charlie Bernhardt. I hope you enjoyed these 2 hours, and I'm sure you'll enjoy the upcoming hour of our friend Alberto Mizrahi. That's the seventh of eight programs, and next week will be the final program. And then I have some thoughts for a third hour for a while, and we'll see how it works out. It's all going to be in your hands, actually. If it's something of which you approve, I'll do it. And if you don't like it, I may do it anyway. But no, no. If you don't like it, I won't do it. Okay. Thanks for joining with me. And again, don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Well, shalom.